Shalom uvracha, welcome to everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Maral Tveri Sol Perikesh, number 16. And tonight, we actually have a surprise, because I'll tell you what the surprise is right now. This past week, we were zayich to have the Yontif of Purim. It's Tavshin Pei Gimel. And the piece we're learning now discusses a Maisa Nageya to Purim. Now, how often is that going to happen that within the week, right? Within the Purim was just a few days ago. Within the 7 days time span, we're learning something that's Nageya to Purim. How often will that happen? You know, it falls out like this. That's number one. Number two, the topic of discussion is Riboy Mitzvahs to the Zakas is Israel. That the Riboy Mitzvahs we have learned so far, the reasons behind the connection between the Tayag Mitzvahs of the 248 Evarim, the 365, corresponding to the Shemesh, the days of the year, as well as the Gidim. We spoke about this in Perek Dalit. Now we begin over here on page Peivav. HaMitzvahs Shinosan Hashem Yisbarach LiYisrael. The mitzvahs that Kosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. Yesh lishol aleihem. We have to ask the following. Im ribay mitzvahs latayiv lehem, kimashmo es pshat akosu, shnemar v'yitzaveinu Hashem lekin laso sachukim ha'ele. Look at the key words there in the pasuk. Latayiv lanu, kol hayom in the tznaka, v'chul gaymer. Is the mitzvahs that we have, the amount of so many mitzvahs, in general mitzvahs, are they good for us? Of course they're good for us. In fact, the pasuk says, "L'toyiv lanu kol hayamim v'im ki yesh loymar she'en akos medaber beribui mitzvah." Maybe you want to say the pasuk is not talking about 630 mitzvahs; it's just talking about the fact that we have mitzvahs. Rak she mitzvahs heim l'toyiv el hodom, that the mitzvahs are good for a person. She bekiyum ha mitzvah zayichil chayim anitzchim, that a person might think, you know what? You know why mitzvahs are good? Because if you do mitzvahs, you get olam haba. Mikomokim kach muchach pshar ha-maimer ha-mafursam. Maramakas tells us, Amar Rabbi Chanan ibn Akasha, and don't say Kaddish, Rabbi Yisrael, after this. Amar Rabbi Chanan ibn Akasha, Ratzakosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you got the joke. L'zako Yises Yisrael, l'fichach hir b'lehem tayro mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to mezake us. What do you mean mezake? Mezake means to give us more merits, give us more zechuyos. Zachary says Yisrael, therefore Hashem said, I can give you 2 mitzvahs, I can give you 10 mitzvahs, 30 mitzvahs. The Fichach Hir Balehem, he gave us so many mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. Shenemar Hashem Chovetz Man Sidku Yad L'Toyer V'Yadir. Okay. Therefore what? So, he's saying, if we have a lot of mitzvahs, there's a benefit specifically for the lot of mitzvahs that we have. It's not just do mitzvahs, not just have some mitzvahs. There's here b'lehem toyer mitzvahs. Umiyati yesh lishol ki eich yoyim Hashem chovetz azakos Yisrael lekach here b'lehem toyer mitzvahs. How do you say this is a benefit for us? What's the question going here? Because what happens when we don't do mitzvahs? Chas v'shalom. So that's not a benefit anymore. So if you have less mitzvahs, you have less chance of making a mistake. You have more mitzvahs, you have more a greater chance of making a mistake. Let's read the words inside. He should have lessened the mitzvahs. You could see like a kid in high school.
Yeah, college right? Kids.
You could ask,
I'm with you.
You could ask, right? And the morale is saying, you know what? If you ask that question, it's okay. I'm asking that question also. There's morale. Okay? I know it's not called Kodesh afterwards, but let me say. The morale of Kodesh, okay, if I may. Okay? He's asking the question. It's a very valid question. We have a lot of mitzvahs. You know what? But what happens if I don't do the mitzvahs? So I got a lot of punishments. Oh, that doesn't sound so good. Give me less mitzvahs then. If you're my loving father in heaven, so give me less mitzvahs.
How come it's one or the other? Meaning mitzvot is positive. And if I don't do mitzvot, I'm just neutral. I'm not like negative.
Okay. Okay. So I'm glad you're asking it like that, which is something he's going to discuss. The basic premise for the question that he's stating here is that the understanding is that Hashem says, go do something, and if you don't do what you're supposed to do, it's not just like parav. It's below zero now. It's negative.
There's also the mitzvahs lo saaseh.
Right. Okay. So we're not. Let's say even we're not talking like the transgressing. Right. Let's say we're just talking. You know, the aseh. Go do aseh. Let's say we're giving to that person. You know, we're not gonna violate. I'm not gonna kill anyone. Okay. Not bad. I'm not gonna kill anyone. That much I'm not gonna do. But if I didn't put on tefillin, did I hurt anybody? Right. What's the big deal already? So you said. So going back a few lines, we said, how do we say Hashem wanted to give us zchuyos, merits, l'kach hirbelem mitzvahs, the davar is a negative seichel. Shoye lo lemaid b'mitzvahs, k'dei shelo yet tzarech lishmar habi mitzvahs. It would have been better, one could ask, that it would have been better for us to have less mitzvahs, and therefore, shelo yet tzarech lishmar habi mitzvahs, so we shouldn't have to do so many mitzvahs. The premise is what? The premise is built on the fact that the more mitzvahs I do, the more opportunities I get to Olam Haba, right? So I do less mitzvahs, I'll do them. But if I have more mitzvahs, then if I don't do them, is a problem with that also. Because then it won't be so possible to get to Olam Haba if you have all these other mitzvahs. He says in number three, he brings this, the Maral from Chiddush HaGadol, Makshim al Divrei Ratano, Ma'ashom ha'rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael, l'fichach hir b'olam Torah mitzvahs, v'hadas nois nefech zeh, says, logically would say the opposite, shebibneich zechus toivah es Yisrael, hoye loy losis aleihem mitzvahs muotos. It would have been better for us to have less mitzvahs, v'loy mitzvahs harbei. Alright, that's why we see sometimes at the bottom as well, and the Maral says different places, different words. And that's the question basically. Now, with that question in mind, the Maral is now going to bring from the Rambam. There's a very famous Rambam now, which is found in his Perish Mishnayos at the end of Makis. But Rambam Zal Perish Meseches Makis. Listen to these words. Zelu Shoyna.
This is a translation into Hebrew.
Well, okay, fine. Vezelu shoyne, yeah, okay. But that's the closest we get, right? Vezelu shoyne. Mi ikrei ha'amunu b'toyro. From the main beliefs of our amunu in the Torah, ki kishi yekayim odom mitzvah min tayag mitzvahs karoi chohigin. In other words, you do one mitzvah properly. V'loi shotav im kavanosu mi kavanos o'ilom. In other words, he didn't have any incorrect thoughts. He did it mamish kedeboi, the correct way possible. Elo shiyasa oisam yavo kemoi shebiyati lucho. As the Rambam says, I explained to you. You know what happens when a person does that? When a person does a mitzvah the correct way? Says the Rambam, zocho l'chayi oilom. He merits oilom haba. He merits oilom haba. Ve'al ze omar, on this, continues the Rambam, Rabbi Chananya, this we have a lot of mitzvahs. So what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam says, you know why you have so many mitzvahs? I'll tell you why you have so many mitzvahs. Because you have so many mitzvahs, through the course of a person's life, he's eventually going to fulfill one of these mitzvahs, kedeboi, the correct way, ketikuna, and he'll be zaycheh chayelam abba. Some people connect to certain mitzvahs, this person to tefillin, this person that tzitzis, this person that an isha mamish, her mitzvah, halakas neiris, she's mamish focused, whatever it might be. But some people will connect to one more than another, and they'll do it the greater way. Says the Rambam, that's your ticket, literally, to the world to come. He says further,
it's just the world to come, or also this world now?
So, I'm glad you're asking that again. Another good point. He's talking about Olam Haba. He's saying the mitzvah that you do is Olam Haba. I'm not sure if what I'm about to say is what you're referring to, but the Rav Aaron Kotler is a famous ma'aser. They asked Rav Aaron Kotler that it's yidua. If a person supports Torah, he gets a schar like the person who learns the Torah. Mamish shavu shavu, right? So the Gvir asked Rav Aaron Kotler. He said, so then what's the difference? I support the Torah. You and I will be in the same Olam Haba. You know, we'll be together over there. Chavrusas. So Rav Aaron says to him, but you're missing out on Olam Hazeh. Okay. And anybody that learns a beautiful piece of Torah knows that's what Olam Hazeh is. It's Olam Hazeh. Okay. Okay. So this, the Rambam is saying, is Olam Haba. He says, Yashishol Yasa Adam Mechayev Achas Mehena Al Mitchunoso Val Shleimusa. You'll do it 100% properly, you get your Olam Haba. V'asiyos Oysa Mitzvah Tichye Nafshoi Bo'isa Maisa. And by doing that mitzvah, you're giving chiyus, giving life to your nefesh. Now, the Rambam is bringing a proof to this. There's Gemara in Avod Zara, Daf Yud Ches. Now, how are you going to remember it's Daf Yud Ches? Because Yud Ches is Chai. What's the question he's going to ask? Ma'ani l'chayei Oilom Haba Chai. What about me? Now, I'm interrupting. You know what? I'm going to finish the next words and I'll interrupt myself. Okay? I'm having patience for my interruption. Kaloimer, Asiyas Mitzvah Kohagin. No, so he answered, Meshiva Ameshiv. He answered, Klum Maisa by Boliotcha. And he answered, did you ever have a Maisa? Tell me a Maisa. Ever have a Maisa happen to you? That's an interesting response. Like, what about me to Oilom Haba? So the response back was, what? Did you ever have any interesting mice happen to you? So he responds, he says, Ki nizdamnu loy mitzvah stoko ala shleimus v'zocho bo l'chayi oylam habo ad kan devarav. Okay. So, number one is, he responds back, yeah, there was a mice. The mice was of a stoko matter, and I did it b'shleimus. So therefore, what? Zoicha Oilam Haba. It's very cryptic. We have to elaborate what's going on over here. But before I do that, I just want to pause for a second. Now I want to interrupt myself. I had a conversation recently with someone. And unfortunately, the person's not listening to the shiur right now. And I say unfortunately because the person, I suggested something to him. His response was to me, I have enough zechuyos. I'm doing ganz fine. I'm doing very good. Now you have, of the greatest Tanoim, you have Rav Chanan ben Tradion, who was on the Sarugim Malchus. You have of the greatest that ever lived in this world. Ma'ani l'chay olam haba. What's with me, with my future? You have the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, rather, a daf chav zayin, that says on his deathbed, Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai, he was concerned, which direction is he going? There's a message by Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet somebody has the audacity and the arrogance to say, I have enough zechuyos. It comes from arrogance, comes from gaiva. Of the great tzaddikim, they're shivering, they're shaking. What's going to be my future? That's just a lesson to take out, a Musar lesson to take out from here.
Why are they shaking?
Oh, so why are they shaking?
How do they not, don't they know?
Don't they realize how great they are?
Don't they raise their one of the eyes, Haragim Malchus?
Okay, so one of the ways to answer that question is like this. The greater the person is, you know, like, why is it that Bar Yisrael Salanter, why was he shaking when it came to Elul? Why was he shaking? They say that he was ready, getting ready for Yom Neroim, Pesach time. He said, Pesach time? What are you doing ready so much, right? So the average person says, like, well, I don't know what that means. So the closer a person is to greatness of seeing what a mitzvah is and the value of a mitzvah, that's the greater he realizes that maybe a person can fall short a little. When the person is farther away, so then they don't realize the chashivas, the importance of what it is. Let's just use diamonds for example. You go into a diamond store. And you ask the person, how can I see that? So he takes that, puts it on the counter. You know, it's a very, very expensive diamond. And you're about to go touch it with your hand, and he gives you a little posh. Like, not to hurt you, but to... excuse me, sir. Let me give you a cloth. Let me give you gloves to put on before you touch that. You're looking like, okay. Now, what are we missing over here? Well, if you scratch that diamond, I don't know if you can scratch it. I was giving the marshal here.
But the diamonds might be the hardest thing in the world.
This, right, but when you drop it, okay, I'm saying, you know, you damage it because your watch scratches it. You know what I'm saying? You know how much money you just ruined? Now, we, obviously, I didn't know anything about diamonds in the first place, right? I mean, so, you know, what the greater the tzaddik, the greater they realized what a mitzvah is. And that's why they were machshiv what an elul is, what a Roshana is. Okay, let's cover some ground here. The Teimalse. Now, the Maral is going to disagree with the Rambam, by the way. What did the Rambam tell us? The Rambam sounds great. You know why there's so many mitzvahs? Because if you have one of the mitzvahs, you'll do great in 100%. Ayom haba, wonderful. Sounds great. The Maral does not like this. He does not like the Rambam's mahalach, and he doesn't like the proof the Rambam brings. Okay?
Wow.
B'teimalze. Ki eich yizblu dvarov. How can we understand what he's saying? Hod amri in the big Gemara of the Rosh Hashanah. Behead you. Bring the famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah after Zayim Adbeis. Da aliba de kuli alma. Everyone agree. Everyone agrees that what? B'roiva veiriz liyoy medin nidon v'gehenim. In other words, on the day of judgment, it depends what the scale, how the scale tips. That's depending if how the scale tips to the right, to the left, the person will go to Gehenna, Rachamon and Slan, right? V'hasim Ayri, li oylem haba. And that's talking about oylem haba. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah daf tezayin. D'ha ka'amah tzadikim gemurim nechtavim l'chai oylem haba. That tzadikim gemurim get chai oylem haba. V'eich yizdur Gemara Aruch, how could he contradict an open Gemara? Let's take a look at this Gemara. Take a look at number 6. Shebi Gemara, we're on page Peizayin. Nuhur Sherashom Gemurim Rubim Avoinos. Rashom Gemurim, which means the majority of them have Avoinos. Majority of their behavior is of Avoinos. Einam Zoichim Chayla Ayilam Abba. They don't merit Ayilam Abba. Aval Bishav Evshori Shehim Kaimu Mitzvah Achas Bishle Musa. Even though it's possible, is it not possible a Rasha fulfilled one mitzvah bishleimus? Why not? Well, of course it's possible. But the problem is, the majority of his behavior was ra. Hareisha hukva bizichia chay l'chay oylo mabo eina esiyas mitzvah achas bishleimuso. Ela im ruboy avoynois oyru zichuyois. So he says, what? From the Gemara itself, what brings a person to Olam Haba? Well, the majority, the totality of his life. Let's look at his report card. Now, let's not look at one thing he did, one time, he did a mitzvah the best way possible. That's very nice, but what about 99.9% of everything else he did in his life? Fine. To be conscious of the time, even though it's important to see more of it, we can go back and talk because we hear the question that the Rambam, that the Marahazam on the Rambam. Back on top, at the number 6, Vim Yoimar. So we, once again, we have the question now that the Maral is asking on the Rambam, that how does the Rambam come and say that you do one mitzvah, that's your ticket to Olam Haba, and that's why there's so many more mitzvahs, that's where the Rambam is coming from. But you see, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is not like that. That's not how you learn the sugya. If you have majority of Averus, even if you did one mitzvah Shalei Musay, you're not going to Olam Haba. This is what the Rambam says, Shafilu b'mitzvah achas zoich lo Olam Haba. Aino sho'is mitzvah achas. He did one mitzvah. Avoloi also shum Avera. If you want to say that he didn't do any Averus, he did that one mitzvah. I think you were talking about this, right? But he didn't do Averus. Im kein, ein kan lahagdol schar klal. Then you're not being lahagdil schar with the ribui mitzvahs. Lahagdil schar meaning, and that's how the pasuk, by the way, connects. The pasuk was Hashem chofetz laman sito la yagdil toyer v'yadir. Having more mitzvahs is more schar. One mitzvah is only much less schar, obviously. Lahagdil schar l'klal. The soif soif kasha yesh lahem harbi mitzvahs ev shishiyasa harbi chatoim. So, if you have a lot of mitzvahs, that's back to our original question, you could also possibly have a lot of averus. V'im rotza Rambam zal loyma. If the Rambam wanted to say kasher oisa mitzvah v'lo yosa shum chait keneged zeh, maybe the Rambam was saying, what was my ticket to Olam Haba? Because I did one mitzvah and I didn't do an avera keneged that mitzvah. Maybe. B'vadei kidvar v'keinu. So the Maharal will give that to the Rambam. The Maharal will agree to the Rambam. If you did that one mitzvah and you didn't do an avera corresponding to that one mitzvah, so the Rambam says, I agree to that. But what are you missing also on? You're missing out on the Ribay mitzvahs. That's not lahagdil toiru ladira. Yeah, says the Maral, I could agree to that pshat, as the Mishnah says in Kedushin Amatesman Bey, so if there's one mitzvah, Mativin Loi, he reads rewarded, Umarichin Loi Yomov, he'll live longer, Venoichal Loaretz, and he'll get inheritance of the world as well. Va'afal Gav de Muki Loi. Even though that case is talking about where he, in the Gemara Kedushin, he did a mitzvah achas, one more mitzvah than aveiros. So the Maral is learning Gemara now. Okay, the Maral is learning a piece of Gemara. If the Gemara Kedushin says, if you do one more mitzvah than the Averis, so then you'll get all these good things that will come to you. So, obviously, if you only did one mitzvah and you didn't do one Avera, you'll also get good, right? That's how the Maral's learned the sugi here. Ach! In Cain, ein tzarech ledover zeh, ma shekosev she'osa mitzvah achas, lo shotaf ima, kavan acheres. But then you don't need. Why does the Rambam? The Rambam is a Rishon. Okay, we're analyzing the Rishon here now. The Maral says. So why does the Rambam say? If you turn back to the previous page, he says, "Ki kishyekayim odom mitzvah mintayeg mitzvahs keroy chohigin." Stop right there. Why does it say "vula shotaf im kavanosam mikavanos ha'ilam"? What is that? What's doing here? So now he's discussing that right now. Back on Peches, he says, "Soif soif lemanu ki eina davar kimoy shapir shel Rambam zal." The mitzvah achas zoichel chayilam abba. In order to explain that more, take a look at number 12 right here. He brings from the Maral in Perkei Avos Derech Chaim. Shim kein lama hutzrich loy marashiyim mekayim a mitzvah ba'ava. Why is it to say he did the mitzvah ba'ava? Shlo yichavim bazel lekavon acheres. Now, by the way, he's telling us that when you're doing a mitzvah with a different kavana, that's a lack of ava. That's a nice thought here. To do mitzvah b'shlei musoi to the highest degree means because of the love of Hashem, mitzvah ava. You're doing the mitzvah out of love. Not because of mitzvah out of fear. I met somebody not too long ago. He's working finishing shas. I said, you know, it's very praiseworthy. He says to me, don't give me such compliment. It's coming out of Yira. I'm afraid of the punishment. I said, that's still praiseworthy. How many people do you know are working finishing shas? Why? Because they're afraid to get punched. They don't finish shas. Okay, so that's still praiseworthy. But he's also makir. There's a high madrega. There's ava. So when a person's doing with the kavona acheres, it's a lack of ava. The lama leize. The kaven back inside still in number 12. The kaven the loy also avero al koponim. He didn't do an aver. The kaven the loy also avero al koponim. Lama lo yiske lo elam haba b'chol mitzvah shiase. Yisayv sayv asa mitzvah. Elav bevadei borer ki daito yishu zoyche lo elam haba adei mitzvah achas b'lo yishum din klal. V'dover zeh lo yitochin klal. The Maral doesn't like this approach that a person can do one mitzvah ki daito yishu zoyche lo elam haba adei mitzvah achas b'lo yishum din klal. You're not going to be judged for your behavior for everything else. You did one mitzvah, that's it. Where's your report card? No, we're not going to look at your report card. You did a mitzvah. We know you did a mitzvah. We're not looking at everything else. This doesn't sit well with the Maral. And I think it should not sit with all of us, right? Now, how to answer on the Rambam? Okay, maybe look at Reb Chaim. I don't know. Okay. Fine. That was a little joke also. Back inside, on the top of the page, Peches.
By the way, is Ava and
So now the Maharal is going to discuss this proof that the Rambam brought. He's going to bring it from a different, he's going to learn a whole different approach. The Rambam learned, let's first understand the Rambam, what he did learn, where the Maharal is not going to learn like this, that he was asked, did you have a mice that happened to you? Oh, you had a mice, you did a mitzvah shlemus. That was the understanding, right? Your mice that stuck you did b'shlemus, zoicha oylem abo. That's not how the Maharal learns the Gemara. Look at the Gemara now. We see a little more elaboration. Kishachola Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma was sick. He was deathly ill. Amaloi Rabbi Chanani ben Tradjan. Rabbi Chanani ben Tradjan asked him, Ma ani lo oylem abo? What's going to be with me lo oylem abo? Now once again, he's of the Sar Harugi Malchus. Amaloi klu maisa bali yotcho? Did anything, any mice ever happen to you? Bali yotcho come to your hands? Amaloi. Listen to this now. Okay, like I said, here's a surprise. Mois shel Purim nischalfuli b'mois shel tztok. Money of Purim got mixed up with the other mois of tztok. V'chalaktum l'aniyim. And I gave it to the aniyim. We'll elaborate in a second. Amar loy imkein mechelkucho yeik chelki. From your portion, I should be zich to have my portion like you. Migorolcho yeik goyroli adkan. By the way, Goyrol is not just by chance that Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma is using these words Goyrol discussing what? Discussing Purim. Right? Because that was the whole Goyrol, the lottery by Haman. Okay, we're not going to digress too much from Purim. If you take a look at number 14, Rashi explains the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, Mois Sheli Lesudas Purim Nischalfuli B'Mois Shel Tztaka. Mois Sheli, my money, for Sudas Purim, Nischalful got mixed up with the money for Tztaka. V'savar ha'yisi shehen shel Tztaka, v'chalaktim laniyim, l'chazati li'parah mi'arniki shel Tztaka. Basically, he gave over from his money, because it got mixed up, he gave it over to the aniyim. Okay? It got mixed up. Now listen how the Maharal learns. The Rambam learned, oh, that's the mitzvah achas. Okay? Maral says, V'nira loy shebishvil mitzvah zoyis yiske loylam abo. Not because of this mitzvah he was zoych to oylam abo. Rak shiro bekiyom mitzvah achas kitikuno kitikno mo'oid sho hoye machmir bo, but he was machmir with this mitzvah. Chumash yukos of Rambam zel ba'atzma, the Rambam says that as well, from this you see, he was mekayim the mitzvah the best way possible. You hear the difference? Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma is saying, from the mere fact you're hanahoga, what would you wasn't sure what you had some of your money for your from your sudas Purim got mixed up with the let's say called for the Matan Zevyoni with its stock of money. And you put it all together and you gave it to them. And the way the Maharal is learning is that it shows this is how you hanahoga zachayim. This is how you did all mitzvahs like this. You did all mitzvahs like this. It wasn't a mitzvah achas. You hear the difference?
100%.
V'hu ben oylem haba. Why is he ben oylem haba? Because you did all mitzvahs like this. It shows meire. It shows that's how you live your life.
That's an example.
That's an example for your hanahoga zachayim with all your mitzvahs. V'oyid ani oymer. The next page. Himash omar klu maisa bali yotcha. Why did Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma ask him? Did anything happen? Did anything come to you? He didn't want to say, oh, you know what? If you had one mitzvah that happened to you, okay, you get your ticket to the world to come. That from that ma'aseh you can learn the simin that you're ben olam haba. Look at number 17 on the bottom, please. As the Maharal in Chiddush HaGadol in Avodah Zarah, he says, from that ma'aseh I can understand, luladas, she baal Oilum Haba Ato, that you are a Baal Oilum Haba, you are a man who is Zeicha for the world to come. Ki Hashem is Baruch Maril Tzadikim Boilum Hazeh, Im Hei B'nei Oilum Haba Yiris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Tzadikim here in this world what their portion is in the future, that they have a chelik l'olam haba. L'fichach shalu klum ma'aseh bal yadcha mimenu yesim l'cha. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak ben Kisma was asking. Tell me a ma'aseh that happened. Tell me a ma'aseh that happened. That ma'aseh that he told him was a simin for his derech achayim, for his whole way of life, and that's why he was zeiche to olam haba. Back on top. Omar Mois Purim Nischalfu b'Mois Tzedakah, and you said the money of Purim got mixed up with the money of Tzedakah. Ve'chalakti oisil anim, I gave it to anim. Adover remez muflok, and it's a hint. It's a great hint. Ki Mois al Purim einam oindim rak liribu yachilishtia. Now, look at this. Look at the Maral. Mamish analyzes every word of this Agada to Gemara, the same way we had to do with Halacha Gemara of. Anything else as well. Every word makes a difference. The Maral wants to know, what's the case? Moish al Purim. Does that make a difference in anything? And he says, it sure does. Now we go to the Chiddush HaGadol, number 18. And he says like this. The Heshiv Loi, Rabbi Hanan ben Tradion said back to him, on the bottom, number 18, Moish al Purim, Nischal Falibi Moish shel Tzedakah. V'chalakti yosem laniyim. Pirush, what does it mean that the poor money got mixed up? Moish al Purim leinitan rak lachilu ishtiyah ulesimcha. What's the poor money for? For eating, for drinking, for happiness. V'eino ani rishoy likach mimenu ritzu ulesandoloi. As the Gemara Baba Masid, Afayin Chesed, Amar Beis tells us, Kalaymar, he cannot take any of that for his shoelace. Even though he needs a shoelace. Kalaymar, dover shule tzorech chiyusoy. Ki mois Purim nitan lachila gufnis. The money for Purim is given for achila gufnis, for your eating for your body. Also afilu sandoloi. You can't even take it for your shoelace. Av agav shasandol hu dover pachus, even though a sandal is something very low, shushayich l'regel, and the understanding is the regular is something lower down, is the opposite of the head. The head is the greatest part of the body. For example, when you get dressed, you put the garment through your head first. You don't put your pants on, you put the head, the shirt. When you wash your body, you wash the head first. It's the most chashuv. V'avilohan ul-meymar d'chai gav n'shori. Afilo achi yosa. So he should have said, Afgav shasan ul-pachos shushayich l'regel v'avilohan ul-meymar d'chai gav n'shori, that it should be okay to use the money for the sandal. Nonetheless, no, it's also because it cannot be used for that davar pachos. What does this mean? V'ilu, back on top, V'ilu hoyo yoyim hazeh Yom Shiyesh by Kedusha. What does it mean Yom Shiyesh by Kedusha? Issa Malacha means you can't do Malacha on that day. It's a day Shiyesh by Kedusha. Obviously, we know Purim has a Kedusha in it itself, a different type of Kedusha. Lo Yehoya Suda Inin Gashmi Lagami. Then the Suda wouldn't be totally Gashmi. Shayezel Lichved Hayoymu Lamalo Issa Kedusha Osei. Then it would be for the day of the Kedusha of the day, like Yantif, Shabbos. I will ain be Yom Ze Kedusha Klal. He's saying this day doesn't have Kedusha. Obviously, Purim has Kedusha. That's not referring to that. He's referring to a different type of Kedusha. What does he mean? Look at number 20. This is the Maral and Or Chodosh, which those who learn Sefer Maral know that that's the Sefer the Maral wrote on Purim and Yonim. He writes, Ki yimei Purim ibnei shahaman hoya roitz l'chalo yiso yisam min ha'olam, since someone wanted to destroy us physically, v'davrezehu bitul gufam, and that, of course, we know is to destroy us with our body, from our body. That's what we dafka celebrate in the physical sense. As opposed to, let's say, by Hanukkah, it was a spiritual attack. Here, it was a physical attack. And that's the pleasure of the body. Now, he says further, people don't understand what is the meaning of drinking on Purim. What's the meaning of drinking on Purim? So he says you have to drink to the point where you mevatel a seichel. What's the most chashuv thing a person has? It's a seichel. One of the understandings is that when you take the seichel and you throw it out the window, How we said to behave like a mensch? The vesuah means to be sweet. If a person knows if he gets shikr, he doesn't act like a mensch, then he shouldn't drink. But he says over here, the day of Purim was for a mishtev simcha. Shuhanos aguf lekach tzorch shiu nimshochim legamri achar hanos aguf. It has to be specifically hanos aguf. Achi yisuluk haseich legamri, to the point where the seich is out of the body. Meaning what? Normally we say, we focus on the seichel. Seichel is the most chashuv thing we have. On Purim, the seichel didn't make any sense. Nothing made sense. Every step of the way, Esther to be taken to Achashverosh? What in the world is going on here? Rachman Letzlan, imagine you heard a Beis Yaakov girl is stuck in Iran now. We got to get her out. I don't even say those words. This is Esther Malka. A Yisayma. No father, no mother. Nothing. And she's over there in Achashverosh's palace. And you have this Haman HaRasha who has everything in the world, but he doesn't have Mordechai's head. He's not happy until he kills him and all the Jews as well. And an email comes out, not a day of hate that we saw a few weeks ago, which that woke up with some people. Oh, we got to go to Israel. Until Mashiach comes, there's no answer. Until Mashiach comes, there's no answer. There was a gezeirah to kill every single yid. Haman wanted to have a museum. This was just like Hitler Yimach Shemai was doing. This was their teeth. This was their this. This was the despicable nation of the Jewish people. Ah! I was about to say thank God, but he wouldn't say that, right? We're gone. They're gone. We got rid of them. So it was a physical. And nothing made sense. So then we're showing Hashem that we rely on you totally 100%. That's what we're taking a seichel and saying, it's nothing to do with my seichel. That's what drinking is about on Purim. That's why a person was zeichel to drink on Purim. And understand the properness of it. It's a madrega. So back in the piece of the Aruch Chodesh, the Maral in on Purim, so v'chol asher hu noite achar, we're still in piece number 20, two lines up from 21. V'chol asher hu noite achar seichel hu neged hanos aguf. If something is going the derech of the seichel, it's opposite the guf, which is what normally we say. We want to focus on the seichel nivdol, which is the Torah, and not focus on the guf. Here it's interesting. On Purim we're saying put aside the seichel and focus on Hanos HaGuf. Why? Because Haman B'dachka wanted to get rid of our guf. L'hashmi l'harag l'abed is called Yehudim. Minar bad zaken. Every single Jew, he wanted to eradicate the Jewish nation. L'kach omru, she'tzorich specifically to combat that, to do the opposite. Nafoichu, livesumei b'epuria, adelo yodo bein orur Haman l'baruch Mordechai. She'oz yisula kaseich legamre. V'ha'odom nase gufni legamre. So what did Haman try to do? He wanted to get rid of our guf. What are we doing on Purim? We're making ourselves as gufni as dick as possible. You hear this? This is Amaral's explaining. Chai v'nish l'besume. We want to take out any possible part of us that's not gufnius. What's that? That's the seichel. How to get rid of it? Temporarily? Some shtia. You use your shtia. You drink. Now, not everybody's going to be able to relate to this.
Because they can relate to it.
They can relate to it. Unfortunately, listen, I'm not going to be the first to say, but I'll definitely say people, unfortunately, do things incorrectly when they drink sometimes. There's no question about it. But this is the avoida. The avoida is to combat, to attack. He wants to get rid of the guf. We're called cool at guf right now. The goof is here. You didn't win. Let's just see a few more minutes to finish the end of this paragraph. Back on top. by the 21. So he says like this, Vashti Ohu Dover Gashmi Meinyan Oilam Azeh. On the top right by him, it said Sadi. Shukula Gashmi. Neschalev Mois Eid Mois Aniyim. And this money that is supposed to be for what? For Gufni got mixed up with the Mois Aniyim. Shemaos Aniyim Hefich Zeh. The money for Aniyim is the opposite of the Mois Gufni. For the physical. Ki Aani Yadua She'en Loi Oilam Azeh Klal. The Ani doesn't have Oilam Azeh. V'einene Mitrevis Oilam Azeh. He doesn't benefit from Oilam Azeh. You hear what the Maral is doing here? It's so beautiful here. The Maral is explaining what was this memra that Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion was telling Rabbi Yosi Mekisma what happened here. So he says like this, he says, the physical money, meaning the money that was used to emphasize the physical goof, got mixed with the Ruchni's dikke money, meaning for the Ani, and he gave everything to the aniyim. The davar zeh remesh hu yachlif ha'olam hazeh ba'olam haba v'lo yeh lo chelek klal ba'olam hazeh. That's the beauty. You see this? What he's saying is, that's the remez, that's the hint to come to show that this mitzvah is not that you like the Rambam who's saying that this is the mitzvah, you did one mitzvah b'shalim musa. No! It's a remez specifically that your Olam Hazeh is going to be switched over for Olam Haba. You're going to have Olam Haba. That's what you're going to have. Not Olam Hazeh. You're going to be a Ben Olam Haba. V'chol chelkei shehoye roi loi b'Olam Hazeh shomer loi l'Olam Haba. And all of everything you have here in this world is waiting for you in Olam Haba. Chomoy shehoye be'emes l'Rabbi Hanina ben Tradjoin. Hatzadik Hakodush, Shoye Nisrof, Vitsefer Toyer Imoy, as the Gemara continues to tell us that he was burnt alive with the Sefer Toyer with him. And he didn't have any chedek in this world. Rak Hakol Shomer Loy Loyl Maba. Everything was waiting for him in the world to come. Valze Omar Im Kain, Michelkicho Yechelki. That's what Yosef Mekisma was saying. My share, my lot should be like yours. Kisimin yeshloi shechelkoi shehoye roi loi voilam azeh hu shomer loi loilam haba. Miata ein rayo klal. The choza kushin mekoima bemaimer hamafurisim rosa gosh baruch lezakos is Israel of Hicha Chiblam Toya Mitzvahs. Therefore, says the Maral, we are back to the question, and it's not a proof from the Rambam of this. What we did until now was upschlugging the Rambam.
Yeah, it's a big cliffhanger.
We have to come back next week, Mr. Shem. Okay? Now we have to still understand. What is it? Rots HaKodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael L'Ficha Chirbel and Toyer Mitzvahs. I thank everyone for coming. I thank everyone for listening to the recording as well. And those listening to the recording from around the world, I would like to hear back from you as well. Your comments, your thoughts, and your ideas also. Have a good Vach.